All right.
And
General Motors.
General Motors.
They're suspending the production of the Chevrolet Volt for 5 weeks. 5 weeks? Why just 5 weeks? How does 5 weeks do anything?
The factory was working as slow as it could, but they still have a buildup of Volts sitting out in the parking lot by the factory.
Why is that? They made too many?
The dealers don't want them. The dealers can't sell the ones they've got, and the General Motors keeps asking them to take more, and they keep saying no, you know, and the dealer gets cars, they have to buy them.
Why'd they make so many?
They're not making that many. There's nobody buying them, so they're just...
Is that because they're part gas, part electric?
Nobody wants these battery cars. Just a few hunyaks.
I think a lot of people want them, but they're not really making them that reasonable. It's not that easy. I mean, it's not that cheap. It's not that reasonable.
It just isn't practical.
It's not practical.
And I hate to say what I'm going to say in my moment of common sense.
And how are you going to hook up?
But batteries don't work. That doesn't work for cars.
So those are batteries.
The only car that really needed a battery was the Lunar Rover. Remember that?
Yeah. Thank goodness for batteries. The rabbit, huh? Keeps on going. That's what they say. Keeps on going. Well, I think they should have just made a few because we're still figuring out how we're going to make them sufficient, make them a reasonable amount so that everybody can buy them. You still can't turn all the gas stations into electrical outlets. We can't do that yet. So how are they going to sustain them? You're going to plug them in, and what's your electric bill going to be?
And then last week, there were some stories about the Tesla. You know, you're a fan of the Tesla.
I love the Tesla. Turns out that
a lot of those Teslas turn into useless bricks, because if the battery goes all the way dead, it is destroyed. You cannot charge it anymore.
Oh, that's not true.
Yes, it is. More and more of these customers are coming and complaining and suing Tesla because they end up with a useless car, and it costs $40,000 to replace the battery.
I haven't heard that.
If it goes dead, it's dead permanently. Now, the one guy shipped his car over to Japan because he got transferred to Japan. Mm-hmm. By the time the car got over there on the ship, he had learned that the Japan has a different electrical system, so he couldn't use the charger for his Tesla. So he turned it right around and shipped it back to the United States. But by the time it got back here, the battery was completely dead, and they were asking $40,000 to give him a new battery.
So it's kind of like your cell phone. Every time my cell phone goes absolutely dead, it starts doing it more and more often.
Now, I don't hear that about the Volt. I've only heard that about the Tesla, and I don't know whether there's something specific about the Tesla batteries that they turn into a useless hunk of metal when they're done or what.
Wow, that's a really sad news.
Yeah, because who... Can regular people like you and me afford $40,000 when we accidentally let something discharge all
no,
the way?
No, but they were making a compact car, not a sports car, but they were making a car for family. They were making one, and it was going to be more reasonable. $20,000, $25,000. I mean, you can a nice truck cost you that now, so it would be worth it if it was.
And the reason there's lawsuits is because Tesla says it's not our fault. The dashboard gives you a warning when you're getting too low and tells you better charge quickly. But what the owners are saying is sometimes they think they are charging and they're not. Like maybe the power goes out on their house. Or if you have an extension cord that's too long, the power can't get to the car sufficiently and the battery will go dead and turn into useless metal.
Well, I would think if you're spending $40,000, you take better care.
I guess, but maybe you're just a little too far from the outlet, so you get an extension cord. Next thing you know, you've ruined your car.
Well, how much is a battery? I mean, you can buy another battery.
I'm telling you, they're $40,000.
For the battery?
That's just for the battery. And then there's an installation charge that goes on top of that.
I hope you know what you're talking about.
These electric cars don't have just a normal battery. They got big banks of batteries.
Yeah, right. Fuel cells. What do you think of fuel cells?
Well, that's kind of down the road, and that's why the federal government has just ruined this whole concept by trying to push General Motors into producing this Chevy Volt when they were really not ready technologically.
No wonder they're going bankrupt. I hope they're going to survive.
What doesn't the government screw up? That's the point.
I know it. Speaking of Japanese, I'm seeing on here, Japanese invent speech silencer.
Is that a cool story or
what?
That
is a weird story.
They can point it at you across the room.
And it makes you go silent. You can't talk.
It replays exactly what you're trying to say 2 milliseconds after you say it. And for some reason, that confuses your brain enough that you start to stutter and then go silent and you cannot speak.
What would be the purpose of this?
Well, they actually have already decided. You know how politicians will try to give a speech and people will start yelling at them? And you can sit up there now and you can point this thing at them and those protesters will not be able to interrupt the politician's speech.
Oh, gosh, I don't like that.
It's kind of scary, isn't it?
Very scary.
It's painless and the effect goes away as soon as you turn off the ray gun, whatever you want to call it.
The ray gun?
I know, it's like a ray gun.
Oh!
Zap, you're silent. And then when you...
I wonder what would be their purpose of spending so much money inventing something like that.
Well, maybe it's just something they kind of accidentally invented while they were researching speech or something like that. I don't know. It's kind of interesting, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I would love to have that right now. I mean, when I wanted to say something,
you just pointed at me.
Pointed at you, and
then I'd be going. I doubt if I would go silent, to be honest with you.
You start throwing things at me. That's what would happen.
Yes, I would. I'm part Italian. No, I think that's just crazy. Japanese, huh? I can't imagine what they're going to use that for. It's pretty scary. Of course, I don't know half the stuff here.
So every politician will be giving a speech with like four or five guys on each side of them with guns that can silence anybody who tries to interrupt.
Well, maybe it'll stop them from saying, every other word. That drives me absolutely crazy. Anyway, do you know who I'm talking about?
Oh, I hate people that do that. And academics tend to do that more than anybody.
You know why? Because they're thinking with their mouth rather than their brain.
I interpret it as they don't want anybody to interrupt them. So even though they haven't got anything to say, they're going to fill up that space.
Okay, we have a purpose for this. Crazy. Japanese invent speech silencer. Well, we're not going to get to politics yet.
Okay.
We talked about the Sheriff Joe.
Sheriff Arpaio.
What's the new thing with him? He's getting in Obama's crow.
He's got like a cold case commission of law enforcement officers in his county who work free of charge to look at cases that are not necessarily on the county agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And he put those people on the issue of Obama's birth certificate his credentials.
This again.
And he has announced that according to his investigators, the birth certificate that Obama released
is
a forgery.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Plus his Selective Service card from back in the day when he was 18 is probably a forgery also. So, you know, there's a war going on between Obama and Sheriff Joe.
Yeah, and it's understandable.
Because they got him under investigation for civil rights violations.
Well, yeah, for trying to do his job down there on a border town where they're sneaking over every 10 minutes.
So this is like him firing back, I just ran an investigation.
Nah.
You aren't really President Obama.
Oh, my goodness gracious, stirring this up again. Why didn't he just call Donald Trump and they get together and actually find something if it's real? I mean, I don't know. Just dragging it out.
Well, I read that whole book on Obama's background, and I don't think he's a natural-born citizen. I don't think he's eligible to be president.
Well, didn't his grandma say he wasn't or something? One of somebody in his family born in Kenya?
I don't know about that. I think he was probably born in Hawaii, and I think it probably doesn't matter, because natural-born citizen means both of your parents are citizens, and his were not.
So you're going to tell me now that no immigrants can run for president?
Immigrants cannot run for president. Arnold Schwarzenegger cannot run for president.
Oh, he could run for governor, but he can't run for president?
No, that's right. Or vice president.
Well, where in the heck does that come in? There are so many loopholes and things and ifs, ands, and buts in the government that I just don't know what to think.
And I've mentioned, I think there might be a problem with Marco Rubio, who a lot of the Republicans are talking about as being the VP on the ticket.
I have heard that, yeah.
And some people are saying, well, he's no different than Obama. If Obama's not eligible, then Rubio might not be eligible. But I don't know. We'll let them figure it out this time on their own.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
You just sound silly when you start debating it.
I just don't understand why you can be governor of a state, but you can't be president of all states.
What's
the
rules?
The difference?
There's
rules. Who made the rules up? I want to know who made the rules up.
That's Thomas Jefferson.
Let's get him on this show. You're with Broadview, and we thank you for putting up with us. We'll be right back.
TV 1270 The Buzz.
Hi, this is Diane from Reverse Aging on Wells Avenue. I've been teaching people and doctors how to cleanse with true infrared saunas, alkaline water, and pure nutritional products for 11 years. I have a live radio show here on 1270 The Buzz at 10 a.m. Sunday mornings. Tune in Sunday at 10 and see what's happening in the cleansology world. Call in to win some super cool giveaways. Reverse Aging Cleansology Show. We will have amazing top-notch health guests such as naturopathic doctors, raw foodies, and people into cleansing as guests. guests. We will be announcing amazing events and giving away free gifts. It could change your destiny, too. Tune in Sundays at 10 a.m. on The Buzz or stop in for more info at Reverse Aging Spa on Wells. Our holistic shop will impress even the green snobs. We at Reverse Aging sell everything for less than everyone else online. Check us out, reverseagingnaturally.com. See you Sundays at 10 a.m.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back. And hello to my co-host, JP.
I could use some of that reverse aging.
Yes, you could. Even more today, seems to be having a little jet lag today, which is making you pretty sparky, I got to admit. Another thing that I wanted to talk about before we get to our Nevada news was the British photographer. He was rescued from Syria, Paul Conroy.
Yeah, I saw that.
He was injured during the shelling of the Abba Amr neighborhood of Homs. He said that he saw that in the city was a massacre. He said it was beyond a massacre. It was just pure out horrible, right? It's not a war, it's a massacre, he said, is what he said. Indiscriminate massacre of men, women, and children. And it wasn't really clear where Conroy, who worked for the Sunday Times, we know. We don't know where he was at the time he gave his interview, but he appears to be talking to the Sky News.
And he's okay?
And it's from a hospital bed.
Oh, he has been.
So yeah, he's been in the hospital. He says it's more than a catastrophe. It's snowing there now. I don't know what that has to do with it. People can't light fires. Oh.
It's snowing in Syria?
Snowing in Syria.
I know. We both got a puzzled look on our face.
Wake up in the hospital and it's snowing. And he said, oh my gosh, it's snowing here.
See what we knew? I guess we better take some geography.
In years to come, he says that we're going to sit and we're going to go. How did we let this happen under our nose? I think he's got a little brain damage going on. Conroy urged the international community to act and to look at Syria the way it looked at Rwanda.
Yeah.
That's scary.
And... Yeah, I don't get it. Why was Egypt something we participated in, but Syria we're just standing
by?
We
didn't participate.
Yeah, we did. We gave them money and aid and told Mubarak to step down.
Supposedly, yeah. But I mean, it was the least participation that I've ever seen the government be involved.
Oh, I guess we did ask Assad to step down.
We just kept threatening and threatening and threatening, yeah, but we didn't get in there.
We did get into Libya.
Oh, did we ever?
Yeah, so I don't know what the difference is.
Well, we got in there by providing the rebels... with the guns and stuff to take Muammar down.
Yeah.
But we didn't get on, as they say, boots on the ground.
Not that I'm saying I want us to be involved. I'm just saying, what's the difference? I think we're involved in enough places over there right now.
Oh, we're always going to be involved. You got NATO, you got all the countries back. And I mean, it's going to happen. It's the way it's going to be.
Speaking about this area, remember one of the issues we talked about was the guys who were not allowed to leave Egypt and were arrested for participating in
right. Elections. You got more on that?
They've been let go. They're going to be let. They're not been let go. They're going to be allowed to come back to leave Egypt. So,
the Muslim Brotherhood is going to allow them back into the government.
No, Ray LaHood's son. Remember how the Americans
okay,
are?
Okay, I get you now. Okay, I'm with you.
They're going to be allowed to come home. Now they're still going to have charges against them. Now I don't know what Egypt's going to do about getting them to come back and face the trial, but. Meanwhile, they'll be here.
What's the latest on Mubarak? I haven't heard anything lately.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I mean, did he finally...
The trial, no. The last I saw, he was in a cage in the courtroom, and that's how he was going to be on trial, was in a cage. I
haven't heard anything about
it. It's kind of bizarre.
Cage. They're protecting him. I mean, they want to kill him. They don't want somebody else to do it. It's crazy.
What does he do? Lap at a little water dish like a dog? I don't see how that works.
Well, he could be by this time.
I got to go to the bathroom. Well, we can't let you out of the cage.
Here's your tube, buddy. I don't know. And he had all that money, too. I wonder what they did with it all. Oh, Sean's doing a little research here. Mubarak resigns. Okay, that's old stuff.
Yeah, thanks, Sean. He resigned?
He resigned. Spain orders extradition of Mubarak associates. Okay, where are we now? Spain, court orders Mubarak associates to face corruption charges in Egypt. Well, they are coming back for trial, right? They're holding them all responsible. Yeah, Mubarak resigns. What is this, old news? What? Hello, am I here? Did Mubarak... That's old. I don't know.
Maybe things are just in too much turmoil to continue with the trial or something, because I haven't heard a word about...
Maybe they're letting it die down a little bit.
Or maybe or
somebody, he's not there anymore. Somebody's taking care of him already, and they don't want us to know. The verdict, wait a minute. The verdict in the trial of former Egyptian President Mubarak, charged with ordering the killing of protesters in the uprising that swept him from power, will be delivered June 2nd.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, so now we know, June 2nd.
Meanwhile, he's living in a dog cage.
Mm-hmm. Lapping up milk out of a saucer.
So in his last days, he's living a kinky lifestyle. So he's happy as a clam.
Kinky. Okay. What about Europeans? They're saying that they were the first people in American, in America, the Europeans. Oh, that was Columbus.
I bring you the really interesting news, don't I?
The stupid stuff that contradicts our history.
Well, they've been finding in the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean, they've been finding tools and stuff which come from Europe, and they're 20,000 years old, which is before the Siberians emigrated over and started the Native American culture. So apparently, Europeans were here first.
Columbus, Spain.
We're talking 20,000 years ago. So
even before that?
People when Stone Age people.
Well, we just found out why they were called Indians here in America, because Columbus thought he had landed on India.
Right.
So they called them Indians. We still call them Indians.
Yeah, we still do. Although.
Although what? I'm afraid to ask. Although?
I don't know. I think I hear Native Americans more than I hear Indians now.
I do too. Native Americans, because there's not, Westerns aren't so popular.
And then I just heard a new term.
Cowboys and Indians, you know.
Canadians call them something else.
Oh, I saw more on that Canadian on the pipeline we'll talk about later.
Yeah.
They're going forward with it.
Yeah, I told you they would.
They are.
You know, you don't always listen to me, but a few weeks ago I said they're going to go ahead and build it anyway. They just won't cross the border.
I don't always listen to you, but I always hear you.
Oh, boy. We're starting to sound like a married couple.
There's a difference there, let me tell you. Well, let's get to our Nevada news.
All right.
Nevada governor postponed trade missions to Israel. Governor Sandoval. He's postponing a trade mission to Israel until the state is further along in its own economic development efforts. First-term Republican governor has been scheduled to visit Israel in mid-May and speak at the 18th International Agricultural Exhibition in Tel Aviv. Topics were to include technologies to expand water supplies, cybersecurity, clean energy, and technology commercialization. Sandoval released his statewide economic development plan in early February this month. Oh, it's March already. Calls for regionalizing efforts and targeting core industries to spur job growth, whatever. Those discussions with business leaders and local governments are underway now.
Sounds like government talk, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. We're going to spur growth.
Regionalizing efforts and targeting core industries for the Republic of the National Sitcom.
And all the people funny. Are just sitting back listening saying, just leave us alone. Just leave us alone.
Wednesday's trade mission to Israel and other countries is supposed to be productive and focused once again on his state plan, and then it'll be finalized. So he's got a state plan coming too next Wednesday. Also, the mines. You know, mine business here in Nevada used to just be the main industry.
Was it?
Yeah. The casinos originally were just to occupy the guys that were here mining. You know, then it became bigger business.
You're saying guys need to be occupied?
They got
to
be occupied. Prostitutes and gambling.
We have both, right?
We do. Klondex Mines, a Nevada gold exploration and development company, released initial assay results from its ongoing underground core drilling. They're still drilling. 100% owned Fire Creek Gold Silver Project in Lander County. That's in Nevada. The nine holes reported tested the southern end of the main vein zone, a northwest trending set of vein-like bodies of mineralizations with a known length of over 1,000 meters of a mineral vein.
That's good?
That's good. Okay. 28. They completed 28 underground infill holes, a total of 6,591 meters.
Is it